In this bulletin, the federal government defends its rollout of funding for flood-affected victims in New South Wales. Russia denies it attacked a theatre in Mariupol where hundreds were sheltering from the conflict. And in sport, AFL Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge apologises for his verbal attack on a journalist in a post-match outburst. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. The federal government has denied accusations from the opposition that announcements of funding to the state's flood victims were delayed as the Prime Minister campaigned in Perth. Labor has also raised concerns that funding was being allocated on a partisan basis, with Labor electorates in the Northern Rivers region missing out on supplementary funding already offered to coalition-held seats. It comes as two more weekly disaster payments will be made from Monday to residents in Ballina, Byron, Kyogle and Tweed local government areas. Labor's housing spokesman Jason Clare says the Prime Minister needs to act faster.
Help is being held up because Scott Morrison hasn't signed the paperwork. We know Scott Morrison doesn't hold a hose. The least he could do is hold a pen.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has said the accusations of a Russian military bombing a theatre in Mariupol are a lie. It comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says Russia has carried out further airstrikes on Mariupol early Thursday morning. Mr. Zelensky's office has not yet reported casualties for the latest strikes, which come amid rescue efforts to free survivors trapped in a bomb shelter beneath the destroyed theatre. But Ms. Zakharova says reports of such incidences are false.
Of course, the Kyiv regime immediately tried to lay the blame for everything that happened in Mariupol, in particular for blowing up the drama theatre building, on the Russian military, who, in their opinion, allegedly dropped an aerial bomb on the theatre building. Of course, this is a lie.
Around 30,000 Ukrainians have fled the besieged city of Mariupol after weeks of being trapped by Russian forces encircling the city. Local officials say between 80 and 90 buildings have been damaged in the city due to Russian bombardments. Roughly 350,000 people are still believed to be trapped in Mariupol, cut off from heating, food and electricity. Meanwhile, Mr. Zelensky has accused Germany of having prioritised its economy over his country's security in the run-up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a virtual address to Germany's parliament, Mr. Zelensky criticised Berlin's past support for the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project with Russia. Mr. Zelensky says Germany has also hesitated to impose some of the toughest sanctions on Russia.
When we asked Europe and the world and you, Germany, for more preventative sanctions, sanctions that would have showed the aggressor that you are strong, we saw that it kept getting postponed and that you continued to want to be economic partners. We saw that it was about the economy.
And a family of five has been found dead in northern Ukraine in the past few hours. Emergency services in the city of Cherniv have shared a graphic video of crews recovering the bodies of two adults, a 12-year-old girl and a 3-year-old twin. Local authorities say the family were killed during a Russian strike. Yesterday, Russian troops killed 10 people while they were lining up for bread in the city. On World Sleep Day, new research reveals 40% of Australians are swapping their commute for sleep now that hybrid and remote work and study have become the norm. The sleep study conducted by the Hospitals Contribution Fund of Australia suggests more than 2,500 Aussies also found 4 in 10 Australians have experienced poor sleep quality over the past 12 months as a result of changes to their lifestyle due to COVID-19. HCF spokesperson Rebecca Page says the study highlights how important sleep is for stress reduction, improved productivity and overall health. And AFL Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge has issued a formal apology to journalist Tom Morris for his post-game outburst after the team's Wednesday night loss to Melbourne. Beveridge came under fire after his press conference tirade in which he accused Morris of gutter journalism and asked him to leave the press conference before walking out himself.
I recognise that what I did was not okay. It was not representative of our club culture, which is so special and means so much to me. Well, it's highly emotional. It is no excuse to let those emotions spill over and get the better of me in a forum like that.
It comes as Fox Sports has stood down Tom Morris after a recording of him making misogynistic comments about a female colleague was leaked online. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, cloud clearing, also 29 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two, 21. Hobart, possible early shower, 19. Canberra, partly cloudy, 28. Wollongong, a shower or two, 25 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, a shower or two, also 27. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. Darwin, similar conditions and 34 degrees. That's the latest. SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.